بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه. إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه. فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه. يا ليتها كانت القاضية. ما أغنى عني ماليه. هلك عني سلطانيه. خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين. لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا مولانا محمد عليه وعلى آله أفضل الصلاة والسلام والتسليم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our brother Hikmat Khan Jannah al-Firdaws, ya Rabbi, Ameen. May Allah forgive him for any shortcomings, flaws, any errors, unintentional, intentional. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him in the ranks, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him among the believers and among those occupants of Jannah al-Firdaws, ya Rabbi, Ameen. May Allah grant his family the strength and the patience to cope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to be brought closer to one another through this, ya Rabbi, Ameen, Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to be reminded by those who pass on, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us through their passing to remember to take advantage of every moment of our life by investing first and foremost in our relationship with Him, and then through that invest in our relationship with one another. Ameen, ameen, ameen. My brothers and my sisters, a very brief reminder, and this is subhanAllah. You know, it's very important not to be desensitized to the passing of our brothers and sisters, and especially when we're burying maybe every week 5 to 7, sometimes 10 people every week. Sometimes it's easy to be desensitized, right? But you have to remember, my brothers and my sisters, that this is a very, very difficult and challenging moment in the family's life. For him, inshallah, it's a beautiful moment because he's back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's in a much better place, and he's resting, and he's in the companionship of that which is better. And we make dua that Allah makes that to be the case, ya Rabbi, Ameen. But for us who are left behind, especially the family, it is difficult. It is difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it easy. Can make it easy. And if we remind each other, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, we remind each other, right, to be holding on to reality, understanding of reality, understanding of truth, and to remind one another to be patient in these times, to be to gain the strength from within by connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them, ya Rabbi, Ameen. Now my brothers and my sisters, very briefly, many of us forget that this dunya is just a pit stop. It's just a pit stop. You're driving and you stop at a gas station to put gas, or you stop at a restaurant to get some food, or you stop at a hotel room to rest. That stop is not your home. It is not your final destination. It is necessary for you to keep going. It is necessary for you to get to your destination. And it's what's going to give you the strength and the energy to continue on your journey. But it's not your final destination. As Muslims who believe in Allah and who believe in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as talked to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakah ala Muhammad, we know that our final destination is Jannah. It is Jannah, it is paradise. That's where the GPS is going. But sometimes, and all of us here have to go through the dunya. We all have to go through the dunya. Some of us are born, you know, subhanAllah, and spend a day here. Some of us spend 10 days. Just a few days ago, we buried someone who was, you know, stillbirth, 2 months and 22 days in his mother's, stomach, in his mother's body, before even somehow completing, full development. Others may spend 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. But no one is guaranteed a specific time. No one knows how much we're going to spend here, how long we're going to be here, and when our expiration date is going to meet us. But what we know for sure is that certainly we're all going to pass. We're all going to pass. And so remember, my brothers and my sisters, to spend this time in dunya, yes, invest in yourself, invest in your family, enjoy as long as it is halal, but don't let that come at the expense of the akhirah. Don't think that this is your home. It's not our home. It's not our home. It's a pit stop. And imagine someone who goes into a hotel room and starts redecorating the room, starts making the room bigger, starts upgrading the technology in the room. I don't like the curtains, let me get this color, I don't like this. And you start picking and choosing and making this your luxurious beacon of hope, and you invest all your eggs there. You put all your eggs in this world. Now you wouldn't be happy with that. What are you doing? This is not your hotel room, you don't even own it. You're not here to stay that long. Why would you invest here when you have a home waiting for you? Your final destination. Why would you go to a restaurant that's not yours and start decorating and start changing and, you know, upgrading? Why would you go to a gas station and start upgrading? It's not yours. Right? Now, so this is the same thing with this dunya. It's not ours. It's not ours. The dunya is not ours. Jannah is ours. There's a home waiting for each and every one of us in Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ has told us. That is our final home. Not to say that we should dismiss this dunya and abandon this dunya completely, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the words of the advice that I gave to Qarun, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَبِتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Don't forget your share of the dunya. Which means you're so focused on the akhirah that you have to be reminded not to forget the dunya. But now it's the opposite. We're so focused on the dunya that we have to be reminded that, hey, there's a home waiting for you. Really? Yeah, there is. It's called the akhirah. About that. So don't be so distracted by this dunya that you forget the akhirah. And again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this brother to be in the best of states. May Allah allow his journey to be peaceful. May Allah allow him to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of states. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him jannah for those who are of Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Allahumma ghfir lahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'fu anhu. وسع مدخله ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس وارحمنا اللهم برحمتك الواسعه اذا صرنا الى من صار اليه تحت الجنادل والتراب وحدنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر له اللهم ارحمه اللهم عافه واعف عنه وسع مدخله واكرم نزله ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس واجعله اللهم من اهل الفردوس الاعلى يا رب العالمين. At this moment, inshallah, I'm going to ask if any of the family relatives would like to come say a word, please come forward.